Thank you, Brother Chuck, for taking upon yourself to help us with the answers to these questions. Go ahead, Kurt.
It's just another question. Are we done with the one we had here? Okay. So where is the line drawn between when women can speak and when they cannot? Example is discussion groups or young people groups. I know in young people groups sometimes they can call out songs and things like that, but is there like a definite line that we have, or like when discussing a topic with a brother, where is that line?
Can we add into that question? I had a sister ask me yesterday, how do we know as well that it's appropriate for them to join in communal singing? I think we could probably lump in that with that question.
To join in what?
Like when we sing as the whole assembly sings a song, the sisters partake in singing. So I think that might be part of the answer to that question.
I'll sing it together. I think I'll start with this thought, because sometimes questions come up and maybe they're aimed at perhaps how we approach this setting at the conference versus perhaps what may happen at a young people's meeting or a Bible camp in a different setting. The assembly and the order of the assembly is laid out in Scripture. And we've gone over this the last few days in terms of who God uses for the public display and exhortation for the saints. This meeting here, we thought, and we had this burden some years ago, that it should resemble the assembly setting so that when we return home, young men have been trained or are being trained to be able to sit in a Bible study and to be able to contribute. That young sisters are able to sit in a Bible study, and if you have questions, you write them down, you pass them forward. Those questions are read publicly and they are answered. Head coverings in this setting. So the thought is that the character of assembly meetings is consistent here
with what
so that we have no discrepancies when we return home. Because what young people love to say is, at Grove City, everyone speaks. And they go home and they'll challenge the brethren there. So we want to be consistent with the character of assembly settings in our home assemblies and with how we approach things here. In a Sunday school, in a sisters meeting, in a camp Bible class, there's a different kind of liberty. It's a small group, but there still is an order even within those settings. Mm-hmm. There's usually a brother or a sister who is more seasoned or experienced so that it's not just young people talking amongst young people that don't really know what the Word of God says. So there, even in that setting, there are those who are able to guide and to teach. And so you may have more liberty or different kind of liberty where you can express yourself, where you can speak. But we want you to really understand. We said this in our prayer session this morning. In my house, if my children want to do something different, I might say to them, this is my house and this is the order that we want in my house. And when you arrive at an age where you think you can establish your own, well, then you establish your own household. God has established things according to his mind and wisdom. It's for our blessing. It's for the glory of God. It's so that the angels, the world that is not saved, when they look at how we function, the order, how sisters move, how brothers move, you know what? It can turn their hearts to the Lord. To see a people in a world that says, anything that you think is good for you, as long as it doesn't encroach on somebody else, you do. Disorder. We follow an order that glorifies God. We want to embrace what God says as opposed to always trying to pick it apart to say, why can't I do something else?
Well, in the heart of Reuben, there are many questions. We could stay here and we could have all kind of questions. And by the way, questions are good. I really, really want you to think. I want you to think. I want you to read the Word of God with your eyes open. I don't want you to take anybody's word without, I think a verse was mentioned either today or yesterday, to search the Scripture to see if these things so. So that's important. I want to wrap that up because we need to move on. And I just want to bring a general principle. And that is a matter of superiority and inferiority. We come with this mindset that the world have implanted in our head that women are inferior to men.
Yeah.
And that's why they cover their head, they keep quiet because they are inferior to men. Please, that is not what the Word of God is teaching me at all. I want you to read through the Scripture. Women are not inferior to men. And man is not superior to woman. That is what the Word of God is teaching me. There is a verse in 1 Corinthians that said that, and it is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8. Just write it down, and there is equality. Equality. There is no male, no female. There is equality. That doesn't mean I'm still a male. But there is equality in the eyes of God. So this idea that the world have said superiority or inferiority has nothing to do with what we are talking about. You in Christ are all equal. But we all have a different role. I want you to look at the sun. The Lord in His wisdom put the sun in a certain position, in a certain location. If the sun said, well, I really don't like where I am. I would like to get closer to the earth a little bit. Mm. Just 1 centimeter. What will happen to us?
We'll burn.
If the earth said, I really don't like God's order. I would like to go a little bit further than the earth. What will happen to us? We'll freeze to death. That's God's order. I have a head. I have an ear. I have an eye. Every member of my body has its specific place. My eyes cannot hear. It doesn't make my eye less than my ear. As a matter of fact, let me just give you that example. I could live with one eye. I have two. As a matter of fact, I could live with no eyes.
No eyes.
Right? People love eyes. They write poem about eyes, right? Eyes are a wonderful thing. I have one liver. Just one. And I cannot live without it. Have you ever heard somebody write a poem about the liver? How wonderful your liver is. Beautiful your liver is. It's about the eyes. Because that's what's visible. So we think, oh, the eyes are better. But I could live with one eye. I could live with no eyes. But I cannot live without my liver. You see, it's a hidden part. You don't see my liver. It's a hidden part, but it has an important function. You see what I'm trying to drive here is a bigger picture? That every member is important, but every member have the role. There is no inferiority, there is no superiority, there is an order. I wish, and the question, would sister pray? I hope every sister is praying. I really hope. I hope when you are in the meeting, in the prayer meeting, you are praying silently. Because that's what the Scripture said. Read 2 Timothy chapter 2. We are not making that stuff up. It is in the Word of God. Read it and the Lord give you understanding. Our sister could teach? Absolutely. They could teach in a Sunday school class. They could teach in sisters meeting. Absolutely. There is role for them. And I used an example this morning and then we're going to move on. Moses' mother. How many miracles did she do? Well, you know what's wrong? I mean, wouldn't be famous if she start preaching and telling the children of Israel what to do. You know what? She took care of Moses. She taught him the word of God. She taught him that he doesn't belong to Egypt. She did all of that. She hid him. She protected him. You know what? This is her role. Wouldn't you say that was inferior to anybody else? Absolutely not. So I want you to see that whole picture. The matter of a head covering, it is because of the matter of hiding our glory in the presence of the Lord so the angels will learn. This is all what we're going to say because we really need to move on. If you have any further question, please stop us after the afternoon time, the evening time. whenever time you have, brothers or sister, we will be more than happy to point specific answers to you from the Word of God. But we're going to move on now, okay? Because we have other ground to cover. Is that okay, Brother Chuck?